What happens when a federal agency sits on billions of dollars at its disposal rather than spending it? Well, that might be the case at the Environmental Protection Agency. It's collected far more in Superfund hazardous waste cleanup funds than it's dispersed for cleanup work. The GAO has looked at this issue several times over the years. Its latest report finds EPA is starting to make progress at better managing its Superfund special accounts. Joining us with that story is Carolyn Yoakum, a director in GAO's healthcare practice. Ms. Yoakum, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
So tell us, first of all, give us the background. How does the Superfund accounting work at EPA? It sounds like they have separate funds from their normal appropriated money.
They do. When there's a hazardous waste site, EPA has the authority to enter into agreements with what they term as potentially responsible parties. These are parties that had some type of role in the site becoming contaminated. EPA then can, there's a couple of things that can happen. The parties themselves can conduct the cleanup or they can do a financial settlement with EPA. And when there is a financial settlement, EPA can collect these funds and put them into a site-specific interest-bearing account that they can then use to plan and perform the cleanup on the site.
So it sounds like EPA has been making money on this because your report says they have a couple of billion dollars that they have not even obligated yet.
They have $4 billion in total right now, just about, and they have obligated about half of that amount, with the remaining still available for future activities.
So
also,
What happens to the rest of the money that hasn't been used?
Well, the Superfund sites can take many years to clean up. So the funds that currently aren't used, they are relegated to that specific account. The funds can be reclassified at the end if there are monies that are left over from the cleanup. Our report showed that there was just about 4% of the total amount of funding that ended up being reclassified, which is a pretty small portion of the funds.
So what is it the GAO has found that is wrong with the whole management of these special funds?
Well, actually, we found some things that were going right. The Inspector General several years back had made a series of recommendations regarding EPA's management of the accounts, and EPA has taken some actions that have strengthened their oversight and their management of the funds. In particular, they have a special accounts coordinator who does review these activities on an annual and biannual basis, and they've also tightened up their planning process as well. So there are things that are better than they were several years ago.
But overall, do you think they're collecting more money than they should? I mean, is this supposed to be a revolving type of account, or, you know, what is the proper amount of float to have in there?
Yeah, our work did not so much touch on what was the proper amount. We did do some work back in 2010, however, that really showed that EPA's costs to fix many of these sites are likely to exceed what they have available for funding levels. So I don't think at this point there are concerns about over-collection.
And the companies that contribute to this, are they active ongoing concerns? Because, I mean, the most famous of the super sites, often the company is long gone. Did you look at the sources of the money or whether any of them might have some of it coming back at some point?
Right. When there are available funds from a potentially responsible party, that's the first advent of and use of the monies. Where there isn't a party that can be identified, then the funds really come from the appropriations from the Congress.
We're speaking with Carolyn Yoakum. She's a director in GAO's healthcare practice. And by the way, you are in the healthcare practice. This is EPA Superfund. Is there a crossover there in some way?
Well, we often do joint work. I did this work when I was working within the resources and environmental group, and I've since switched over to the healthcare.
So you probably remember the whole Love Canal business. I mean, that's what's got this whole Superfund started,
was
I think.
That the beginning.
Yeah.
So I'm curious in all of this and in the way EPA has managed this account, is there anything that other agencies can take away from the way they've done things, you know, good and maybe things that can be improved upon?
Well, you know, I think any time that you have good accounting practices in place that track the flow of funds, and then any time you have somebody who is outside and focused in, like this, a special accounts coordinator who can observe what's going on and keep an eye out for funds that maybe are seem to be sitting too long, or funds that seem to be even possibly being spent faster. One of the challenges that EPA has with these Superfund sites is each one is very unique and has a different set of issues. And as they begin to look into what's going on at a particular site, they may have to change course partway through. They may identify new contaminations or new concerns that have to be addressed in a different way.
So it sounds like financial management functions at any agency really should be in close coordination with the programmatic people, so that they both know when things on the opposite side might change.
Exactly.
And you also made some specific recommendations regarding database and some of the IT things they do to help them manage better. What were some of those?
Well, actually, this report doesn't have recommendations from EPA. You might be thinking of the Inspector General, which did have some specific recommendations regarding their oversight and tracking.
Okay, I thought I saw something about a database field that GAO recommended that if they added it, it would help the financial people see something better.
Okay.
Well, maybe someone added that after he went over to the healthcare department. All right, so what's ahead? Is GAO going to keep looking at this as in the future, or are you satisfied that they're on the right track and maybe you can look at some other things?
Well, we stand ready to do what the Congress needs us to do. At this point, there haven't been additional requests for this work.
Okay, and while we have you, whatever happened to Love Canal? Did that ever get cleaned up finally?
You know,
I'm putting you on the spot. I'm sorry.
You are putting me on spot because I don't think I can tell you.
You know, the last story I read about that was about 10 years ago, and I never followed up.